Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Thursday, August the 15th, 2013. Hope you're having a good day and looking forward to the weekend. The Buckmaster Show is live each weekday. We are here 12:04 to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, Tucson's what we call intelligent voice, actually, and Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. We do have great reach. Just try listening to us. If you're driving up to Phoenix, you can usually get the station at least all the way up to Sky Harbor. We are live on The Buckmaster Show with live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. You can hear the program anytime, anywhere. We post podcast, buckmastershow.com again, and TucsonSentinel.com, along with TucsonCitizen.com, all have our program available for you as a podcast. We usually get the podcast, or at least I don't get it up, but our producer, Rosemary Brandt, takes care of that and posts it to our podcast locations, usually within an hour of a conclusion of the show. On today's program, a conversation with the mayor of Oro Valley, Dr. Satish Hiremath. 20 minutes past the hour, Republican Tucson City Council hopeful Mike Pollack will be with us. 30 minutes past the hour, we'll talk with Mara Aspinall, head of Ventana Medical Systems in Oro Valley. Then we'll close out the show with a newsmaker interview with the superintendent of the Benson School District. Benson was recently named Arizona's top public school district. We'll find out what the keys to success are there as we talk with the superintendent, Dr. David Woodall. If you have a comment or question, you can join us anytime during the hour, 790-2040, the Buckmaster Show live line, or you can join us on Facebook, our growing presence on Facebook, as we welcome always new friends to the program. And we're easy to find on Facebook. Just my name, Bill Buckmaster. Let's welcome now Dr. Hiremath, the mayor of Oro Valley. Mayor, how are you today?
Bill, I'm doing really fine. How are you?
Doing real well. It's been a while since we had you on the program. I'd like to always get you on here at least every 3 or 4 months. And the last time we talked, there was a lot of concern, not only in Oro Valley, but in Marana and Sojourita, some of our smaller communities, about this new state sales tax collection system, which has now been implemented. The governor signed it into law. So when all was said and done, Mayor, what did it mean for your community and other smaller communities?
Well, for the majority of the tax revenue collected, it didn't disrupt it nearly as much as we thought it was going to. You know, initially the governor and the state legislator was looking at completely pulling it away. Fortunately for us, it was altered, but it wasn't altered significantly. I think it may affect each jurisdiction by somewhere between 20 to 25% of the revenues collected, but we get to retain 75% of the revenues collected, which is a far cry than really what they were seeking to do, which would have really decimated a lot of the smaller towns, not only locally but across the entire state.
How does it change? Is it something to do with the bidding process on contracts?
Well, what it was supposed to be is that they were trying to change the point of sale. So, for instance, local municipalities have the ability to collect construction sales tax and sales tax in general. So if a housing project of 1,000 homes was built in Oro Valley, we would rightfully collect that sales tax. But changing it to the point of sale, the state wanted to change it to the point of sale where they purchased the materials to build those residences. So, for instance, Southern Arizona doesn't really have a lumber yard. Town of Oro Valley certainly doesn't have a lumber yard. So the closest point of contact would have been in Phoenix. And so Phoenix municipalities would have gotten the construction sales tax as well as the sales tax, or sales tax, I should say, for purchase of the equipment, and the town of Oro Valley would have lost out. So municipalities that didn't have a place where we can supply the materials to build those housings would have lost out.
RTA. I know, of course, you being a mayor, you're one of the board members on the RTA, which the board consists of all of the mayors of Southern Arizona. You've got a new leader coming on board. Are you happy about that?
I am. You know, it was a very thoroughly vetted process, and, you know, Farhad Mohimi actually came out on top of that. There were two candidates, and one pulled out at the last minute, and he will be a very strong asset. His experience with working really in Marana, Sarita, City of Tucson, and things like that, and his local knowledge will lend itself very well for the success that PAG and the RTA enjoy currently.
Yeah, FAR has done a really nice job in Sahorita with transportation. I want to talk a little bit about when people talk about Tucson right now, the many feel we've got a big black eye from the failure with the Grand Canyon University. Is Oro Valley amenable to bringing in Grand Canyon?
You know, we are, and one of the things people most likely don't know is that we put a bid in for Grand Canyon, but unfortunately, I think dealing with really the way things unraveled just kind of had a bad taste in his mouth. But I would like to take the opportunity to kind of correct a misconception. It really wasn't an either-or issue. GCU was always going to plan on building in the East Valley somewhere. Grand Canyon University thought that they could do it concurrently and build two locations simultaneously, you know, one down here somewhere in the Metro Tucson region as well as one up in East Valley. So I don't want people to think that, you know, it was an either-or situation. They were always planning on building that East Valley campus. And so did we lose out? Well, we lost out the ability to build concurrently with a campus up there in East Valley. But I think, you know, given the right atmosphere, and I think that's what we have to kind of work on, is creating that welcoming atmosphere, I think we could recapture them.
Satish Hiremath is with us. He is the mayor of Oro Valley. And, Mayor, I didn't realize that your community actually had put a bid in it. When was all that done?
Well, it was literally, you know, talks with Grand Canyon University started almost 7 months ago. It was an ongoing process, and, you know, there's confidentiality issues that we all had to sign, and that's why it was pretty tight-lipped. And, you know, we have to respect the ability to have the client keep it confidential or not keep it confidential and really have them drive the course. And I think we all did a fairly decent job of that because a lot of people, like I said, didn't even know. There were multiple sites around Metro Tucson region that submitted areas for consideration. So it wasn't just Oro Valley. And so it wasn't just the city of Tucson. But somewhere along the way, I think we just kind of deviated away from the process we were going to adhere to. And then through that deviation, it just kind of headed in a direction that just got blown way out of proportion.
Mayor Hiremath, may I ask you, what location would that have been in Oro Valley? What were you thinking of? What site? Can you tell us?
Well, yes, I can. As a matter of fact, you know, we were all thinking about the Narana Park site. You know, we feel that after 13 years of kind of sitting idle on that property, for the last couple of years, we've been thinking about public and private partnerships. We are committed to developing that park site, you know, for more recreation amenities and things like that. But you know, it's 214 acres, Bill. It's a huge piece of property, and we feel that, you know, we can kind of have the best of both worlds and maybe attract a private corporation to come in there to help us develop the public component of that piece. That's where we were looking at. But ultimately, that property will get developed. And you know, the town council just allocated, I think it's $30,000 to really do a update of the status and the study of what is going to go on the Narana Park site. Like I said, it's been sitting idle for about 13 years. And so the general public will have a chance to really have their input in. You know, we have a master plan, but that included a couple of Olympic-sized swimming pools. It included tennis courts. It included, you know, just a whole host of things that the council over the last 3 years has been able to offer the community those kind of things. You know, we just invested $5.5 million in the Aquatic Center. You know, we're looking at building a skate park for kids, a dog park for the massive amount of our residents that have a dog park. So really, you know, we just want to figure out, okay, what does the general public want? What is the Nirvana Park site going to look like in its current form today?
Yeah, Mayor Hiermath, I think you're in a very good position economic development-wise, too, as you heard me at the beginning of the program mention that at 30 minutes past the hour, Mara Aspinall will be with us, the president and CEO of Ventana Medical Systems, which is based out there at Innovation Park. That's a huge card in your favor, I guess, when you go to try to develop that area, correct?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, it isn't really just Ventana, but we have Sanofi also. You know, you have two of the top five global pharmaceutical companies. Bio5, University of Arizona, has an investment down over here off of Hanley Boulevard in Oro Valley as well. And then, you know, there's a huge building going out, built 55,000 square feet. And this is Secure Plane Aerospace Industries, which it was located in the town of Oro Valley. But we have them on the fast track for development for that complex. And so really what we're trying to do is to really draw attention to that area, really not only nationally, to be honest with you, but globally, and try to attract more like-minded companies or similar organizations. So, you know, employees have a chance, you know, to maximize their efficiency at one area and then move across the street and then do something completely different but within the same field. So we try to create that in-house built-in employee base for the companies that are looking for the talent to staff their companies.
And how are you doing financially? You've started the new fiscal year. What's your spending program look like?
You know, we're doing exceptionally well. We're I think, at $93.9 million, which is about $1.5 million decrease from last year's budget of $95 million. But I will tell you, in spite of that decrease, I think we're investing wisely. You know, some people think that, you know, their job is to save a nickel. But my simple philosophy is, you know, we're not elected to save a nickel. That's the town manager's responsibility as well as the director's. But we're charged with how wisely we're going to spend that nickel. And really, you know, we're capitalizing on tourism, and it isn't even sports tourism. It's what I term athletic tourism, because that actually brings it down to the weekend warrior level, like you know, basically like I am. And so, you know, we're talking about swimmings. We're talking about the investment in the archery center for bringing in competition for that. You know, there's a whole host of things that we're looking at. The Arizona Distance Classic, being part of the L Tour. So all these things combined, we're looking at tourism using that, revenues that we currently have. Oro Valley is in very strong shape.
All right. Good to hear, Mayor Hiermath. Always a pleasure visiting with you and checking in with you periodically with our listeners about how you're doing up there. It sounds like you're doing very well. I hope you have a great afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. It's my pleasure.
All right. 12:18 now on the Buckmaster Show. From Oro Valley to City of Tucson politics. That's coming up. We'll speak with one of the Republican challengers in the upcoming city council race as we continue on the Thursday edition of Buckmaster.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hey, have you noticed all the road construction in the Tucson area?
Yes, I see lots of road work.
Yeah, in fact, the Regional Transportation Authority is funding work right now for more than a dozen projects, including bus pullouts and intersections.
I sure see lots of RTA orange signs downtown and in the region.
Yeah, and I hear new RTA projects will begin soon.
Great. The RTA projects makes for better roads and safer driving for all of us.
Getting underway, the Houghton Broadway intersection. The RTA delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit RTAmobility.com or Facebook. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
At Cox Business, we don't cook the entrees.
Order up.
But we are in the restaurant business. Just ask Kirsten Traina, co-owner of the Liberty Market Restaurant.
Power burger with cheddar.
She prefers doing business with local suppliers, including produce from a local farm, and internet and phone service from Cox Business. She counts on us for reliable internet, with speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL and feature-rich business phone service.
Margarita pizza.
And our award-winning local support team is available 24/7. Visit coxbusiness.com to get business internet select and phone for only $99 per month. Plus, ask about next-day professional installation.
A carrot cake.
That's for me. Switch to Cox Business today and see how your business is our business. Offer valid until 9/30/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on max download speed of Cox Business Internet service 150 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second service. Other restrictions may apply. Next day install subject to availability. Eligibility restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We're at 12:22. It's our Thursday edition of the program. Tomorrow, our Friday focus interview. Mike Varney will be joining us. Mr. Varney is the president and CEO of the Metro Tucson Chamber of Commerce. It'll be our Friday focus interview. We turn now, joining me in studio, Mike Pollack. Mike is the Republican candidate who will be facing off in Ward 5 against the incumbent, the Democrat, Councilman Richard Fimbrace. Mike, good to see you. How are things going?
Things are going pretty good. Thanks for having me on the show again.
You've been out all over the place, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We've
every time I look at Facebook, I see you folks are very active. Seems like you're going to different events every day.
Yeah, we're going. We went to Second Saturdays, and we've been to all the many baseball games as we can get to. We've been to the Raceway, and was at an event last night and got to talk to another 200 people, so went really well.
We just heard Mayor Hiermath, the mayor of Oro Valley, talking about that Oro Valley definitely had wanted Grand Canyon University to locate a campus and in his community. Of course, the Tucson situation, very well publicized. How big a black eye is it for our community, Mike Pollack?
I think it's a big black eye because it says that the businesses can't trust what the city does, and bigger businesses that want to come in here may not want to talk to the city because they think that they're going to just be pushed out of town anyway. So it's a matter of trust. I mean, and the leadership here just doesn't want to talk about that.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and why you got into the race?
Well, I got into the race. I've been coming here for about 20 years plus, and I've moved out here in 2009. So I've been out here going on 5 years now. And I worked for the Boeing Company, and one of my last jobs out here is working border surveillance. And I worked in Long Beach launching satellites for about 5 years and worked commercial aircraft. And when I got that job offer to come out here, I really wanted to do it because I love Tucson. But since I've been here, I've seen all the problems that we've been having and the deterioration of the roads and the neighborhoods lately, and it's unsatisfactory.
The economic development situation, is this your major issue?
Yeah, that's one of it, and it has to do with the job loss here in Tucson. The city council, you know, with Grand Canyon University, the F-35 not being posted here at our DM base, that hurts the city. That's billions of dollars in revenue that we have lost and lost opportunities for our residents here in the city that need those jobs. And we need to find a way to improve that. I know the city council, like Richard Fimbers, he says, well, he created 75 jobs at Costco and 12 jobs at some restaurant. But those are part-time, most of them, and they're minimum wage jobs. We need higher-paying jobs here. And without the higher-paying jobs, we can't survive as a city. We need the revenues here.
And how are we going to attract the higher paying jobs?
Well, Tucson does have an economic development team. I know they have TRIO, but I think this Tucson economic development team understands. I've talked to a few of the people on there, and I think we can go after aerospace industry, which is a big deal. We have a lot of aerospace here still in Tucson. The STEM industries with the science, tech, engineering, and math. There's so many things, even with biosciences. We can increase our jobs, our higher-paying jobs, by bringing those kind of companies here, but we have to get these companies to trust us first in order to work with us.
Yeah, and the issue with DM, the BRAC, that is, of course, the base closing committee every few years. They look at what bases need to be closed around the country to save money, basically. DM will be looked at, I'm sure, in 2015. This is a subject, Mike, that we're going to address in depth here on the show. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit with Mike Varney about it tomorrow, but also with General Regney, who is a consultant to the Arizona Commerce Department in efforts to try to lobby and get folks really aware of the fact that DM, it's a threat that the base may close.
That's true. And back in the 90s when I lived in Long Beach, they closed down Long Beach Naval Base, and naval hospital, 12,000 civilians lost their job. It took Long Beach over 20-plus years to recover. They're still trying to recover and gain ground with that. And if we lose DM here, our economic vitality is going to be gone. I mean, it's going to hurt businesses all over. You're talking about the thousands of troops that are here in and out shopping in our town. They'll be gone. And then all the civilian jobs on maintenance of the aircraft that fly in and out of here will be gone as well. And that's going to hurt us real bad. Our revenue is going to be gone.
Well, I did a little research on this, and the impact of DM is more than $1.6 billion, and that takes into account 19,000 plus jobs, but also the retirees who use the base.
That's correct. So those retirees, where are they going to shop? There won't be a military PX or any place for them to go for their medical services that they do rely on. That'll be gone. And trying to revitalize the base, that's not something that happens overnight.
All right. Can we get a quick call in here? Dan is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. You're with Mike Pollack. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, thank you. I was at a business meeting last night where it was discussed that the fact that we can't get money for the Prescott fire and the victims, and also the federal government is turning down the merger of our Phoenix-based U.S. Airways, and a lot of people are thinking that's because of the animosity between Obama Holder and the state of Arizona. What's your thought?
Yeah, that's been a big issue, and unfortunately here with our city issues, that's something I wouldn't be able to change. And they have to deal with that at a federal and state level for those negotiations. But, you know, we do need to support our firefighters and our police officers, and we need to make sure that they're taken care of.
Yeah, that situation in Prescott, really, they need to take
care
of
it. It's a sad thing that our government doesn't take care of it.
It really is. Mike Pollack, where can people find out more about your candidacy for a city council? Where can they find out more?
It's www.mike4citycouncil.org.
Okay, Mike Pollack, who is running in Ward 5 against Richard Fimbrace. We have Mara Aspinall. Coming up next, the head of Ventana Medical Systems, as the Buckmaster Show continues.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The Obama administration still isn't giving any signs that it might cut off the $1.3 billion in annual U.S. military aid to Egypt. But President Obama today did cancel joint military exercises with Egypt. This follows the Egyptian military's crackdown yesterday on protesters who supported ousted President Mohamed Morsi. A high-profile bipartisan task force is endorsing eventual citizenship for immigrants living in the United States illegally. It's part of a package of recommendations aimed at influencing the debate in Congress on the issue. Immigration legislation passed by the Senate is currently stalled in the Republican-controlled House. And investigators now have the flight recorders from that UPS jet that crashed early yesterday near the airport in Birmingham, Alabama, killing the two pilots. This is SRN News.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
West in La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and new pool and lobby areas, plus enhanced dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com.
Welcome back. Time for the CEO interview series on the Buckmaster Show, presented by TRIO, Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities Incorporated, which offers a comprehensive approach of programs and services to facilitate the creation of high-wage jobs through the attraction of new primary companies, the retention and expansion of existing primary companies, and increased business creation and entrepreneurship strength within the region. Since 2005, TRIO has facilitated nearly 70 project successes in Southern Arizona, representing 10,300 direct jobs and an overall economic impact of $4.3 billion. Find out more about TRIO at TRIO, that's TREOAZ.org. And joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line is Mara Aspinall, President and CEO of Ventana Medical Systems and Global Head of Roche Tissue Diagnostics. Ventana, a member of the Roche Group, is a worldwide leader in the development, manufacturing, and commercialization of tissue-based cancer diagnostic equipment and products that enable the delivery of personalized health care to cancer patients. A member of TRIO's Chairman's Circle, Mara was named one of the 100 most inspiring people in life sciences by Pharma Voice magazine. She earned her MBA from Harvard Business School and her BA in International Relations from Tufts University. Mara, how are you today?
I am well, Bill.
It's good to talk.
Thank you.
Good to talk with you again. Tell me a little bit about how Ventana is really positioning itself to be a world leader, really, in cancer research.
Well, indeed, cancer is the leading cause of death worldwide and is just behind heart disease as the number two cause of death in the U.S. To give you a context, 1.6 million people are diagnosed with cancer each year in the U.S., and sadly, that number is rising. At Ventana, our unwavering mission for every day of our now 26 years is to improve the lives of all patients afflicted with cancer. We pursue this by designing and manufacturing those state-of-the-art instruments, tests used by hospital labs to get a more accurate and faster diagnosis of cancer. Our tests help physicians take that tissue biopsy, look at it at the molecular level, and determine the most specific diagnosis, and then the best course of therapy for each patient. And today, linking that accurate diagnosis with the most targeted and relevant drug is the essence of what's called personalized healthcare. And the approach is to tailor treatment to increasingly specific diagnosis, and that's dramatically changing medicine. In all, at Ventana, we work every day to drive innovation across the entire cancer diagnostic system because we recognize and we always remember that the patients are waiting for us, and without an accurate diagnosis, you have nothing.
Explain for our listeners, Mara, how this whole really revolution in genetic sequencing of tumors is leading to really dramatic changes in cancer treatment. We recently had on the show the new interim director of the University of Arizona Cancer Center, and she was sharing with us that this is a whole new ball game, isn't it?
Indeed, it is. What has changed is that we recognize today that cancer is not one disease but many diseases. So what might have been called breast cancer only 40 years ago is now 26 different types of breast cancer, each with their own treatment. What might have been called lymphoma and leukemia 50 years ago are now 102 different types of leukemias and lymphomas, blood cancers. And with that increasingly specific definition, the physicians can target therapies to your type of cancer, not an average, but a specific one. And that has revolutionized diagnosis and therefore treatment.
TRIO has recently launched a diagnostics business development strategy. Talk a little bit about why diagnostics was selected as a key business focus.
Sure. First, some background. Your listeners may know, but TRIO has a well-established regional economic development strategy called the Economic Blueprint. And bioscience was one of the overall priority areas. But we recognize that the biosciences area is broad. Every community across the U.S. and, quite frankly, in the world lists it as a targeted area. So we needed to take that broad approach and become laser-focused on our strengths, how they work with the current healthcare trends. And with that, TRIO spoke to 80 local, regional, and national thought leaders to develop the plan. And what we recognized is that diagnostics is the sector that can help us leapfrog our competition. It's good news and critical because we have a strong foundation here. The Tucson region has a track record of developing commercial successes in science and technology, whether that be aerospace, geosciences, optics. But diagnostics, because of that revolution we just spoke about, the whole field of biomedical research is undergoing important changes. And now, instead of being rewarded on just creating the expensive therapy, the researchers are being rewarded on creating therapies that target just those who have a specific gene or don't. And the only way to develop the presence and absence of that gene is indeed a diagnostic test. Our region, I believe, has a head start in this area, first with Ventana, I'm very proud, but also emerging companies like an HTG Molecular. We have a world-class university, great hospitals. We have healthy living destinations like Miraval and Canyon Ranch, as well as a culturally diverse people, facilities, real estate, and a great lifestyle. And I think that the community that can successfully link diagnostics, imaging, personal health, and wellness will be the community that leads in the next wave of healthcare and innovation. There is no established leader in the diagnostics sector today. And I know we're on the right path to differentiate ourselves to become that leader.
We're speaking with Mara Aspinall, who heads up Ventana Medical Systems based in Oro Valley. And I know, Mara, that TRIO's strategy included a range of some very specific actions, both short and long term, to foster success of the diagnostics companies here in the region. These actions could help Ventana, but also many startups and smaller companies as well. In your mind, what are the top two or three things that Southern Arizona really needs to do, Mara, to advance success of these companies in your industry?
Sure. And I will name the three key ones that are the highest priority for me, but you said it correctly. It's not about one company. It's creating a critical mass of companies in the field that leads to more and more success and more people coming to work here and to research here. My three top priorities are, number one, to create a unified voice as a business community. We need to make sure that everyone understands the value and opportunity of diagnostics and biosciences broadly. Even our largest companies outside of the industry, like Raytheon, Tucson Electric Power, Cox, and others, understand this and can articulate why bioscience and diagnostics in particular make a difference. So if a company is considering relocation or expansion here, they see other business leaders that will understand their market and their business growth opportunities.
Second item?
Number two, raise the profile of the diagnostic industry itself. the new TRIO plan recommends launching a National Diagnostics Institute. I believe a National Diagnostic Institute in Southern Arizona could create the collaborative environment that supports the needs of scientists and entrepreneurs in the field. The training programs, the conferences, and setting the industry standard that will support commercial development here. And lastly, an entrepreneurial environment where the university continues to aggressively outlicense its technology, and angel investors and venture firms can invest in local companies and find the incubator space to make those companies happen.
How important is shared lab space, Mara?
It is a critical opportunity. Many of the newest companies have an idea. They have intellectual property, they have scientists, but they don't always have the ability to have that lab space. So having a community shared lab space may help these entrepreneurs look to Tucson as a place to start their investment.
Mara Aspinall, thank you very much for sharing some of your thoughts about the diagnostics in this growing area and how Ventana is playing a huge role. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Mara Aspinall, President and CEO of Ventana Medical Systems, based in Oro Valley. And Mara is this month's CEO interview series interviewee presented by TRIO, Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities. For more information, visit trioaz.org.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Look.
Looking for that perfect late summer getaway? I recommend historic Bear Mountain Lodge, just minutes from the picturesque heart of Silver City, New Mexico, only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Ranked number one on TripAdvisor, Bear Mountain Lodge sits on 178 secluded acres nestled against the immense grandeur of the Gila National Forest. Check out this lovely high country tranquil oasis at bearmountainlodge.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. What a great getaway this would be for the weekend or even longer. So much to do, hiking, camping, exploring historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment and a great altitude, a mile-high elevation. Things are nice over there right now. Warm days, cool nights, and very pretty. Southwest New Mexico. .org. That's southwestnewmexico.org for a complete list of the great places to stay, including Spirit Canyon Lodge and Gila Hot Springs Ranch, or visit Silver City, New Mexico in person. And on your way to Silver City, you might want to stop off in Benson, Arizona, which is now the number one ranked public school district in the state of Arizona. And joining us on the Buckmaster Show, Superintendent Dr. David Woodall. Congratulations, Dr. Woodall.
Oh, thank you very much. We're awful happy here.
A lot of people celebrating, people very proud in your community. What was the key, Dr. Woodall, to this number one ranking surpassing your friends in the Vail School District, which had held the honor for several years?
Well, they were a big part of our success. We are neighbors, and not only friends, but we share a lot together. And we looked and saw that they were doing some outstanding things, and we were able to utilize some of their practices and refine them a little bit for a smaller school district. And that started about 5 years ago. And the last couple of years, we've been reaping the results, and it just kind of all came together this past year.
What are some of the practices that you have shared and learned from Vail?
Their curriculum guide, which is called Beyond Textbooks, which is basically a way and an order in which this Arizona standards are taught. We were their first partner. They now have about 70 partners in Beyond Textbook, but we piloted it first and kind of worked some of the bugs out. And it's for a small school district where we don't have a large administrative staff. It was really nice because we could tap into their curriculum and modify it a little bit to meet our needs, and that was just real critical.
You know, we spoke with Calvin Baker recently, the superintendent of Vail, Dr. Woodall, talking about the success in Vail. And I wonder what some of your thoughts are concerning the fact that Vail and Benson, to a larger degree, are smaller districts. Does that really help in giving the students a lot more attention, in your opinion?
I think smallness can help you. It can also hurt you, because sometimes there's some resources that are hard to pull on when you're a small school district. But I think at the end of the day, it's employing outstanding people. And I think Benson as well as Vail would not be enjoying success if we were not able to just hire outstanding teachers and staff.
What did it take? You said it took 4 years or so to get the district to the top of the charts. What were some of the things that it took to get you up to this level? I mean, can you elaborate a little bit on that for us?
Well, it's it's kind of a collection of practices. I think first is making sure that you're teaching all of the Arizona standards, and that's where the Beyond Textbook Calendar really helped us. Is it kind of gave us a roadmap for teaching the standards. However, teaching the standards by itself doesn't ensure that every student's going to learn, and so then it's making sure you're assessing and looking at how every student is doing. When you see that they're struggling, getting some interventions in place, additional tutoring, summer school, intercessions. And that's probably the biggest thing we've done, is really ramped up our interventions for students that maybe the curriculum didn't come easy for.
How many schools do you have in the district, and what's the total enrollment, Dr. Woodall?
We're just over 1,200 students, and we have four schools, a primary, a middle school, a high school, and an alternative high school.
And what is your economic situation? Are you well supported financially, sir?
We are, but that's something I'm extremely proud of, because we're not an affluent community. We have over 50% of our students qualifying for free and reduced lunches. And if you look around the state this last November, overrides failed in very wealthy communities around the state, and it passed in Benson, who's just very average, and that's just a tremendous reflection on our parents and the community of Benson, and I just feel honored to represent them and be a part of the Benson community.
Is Benson growing? Has your enrollment remained steady?
We're growing very modestly. The past 4 or 5 years, we've just enjoyed very modest growth. Prior to the collapse of the housing market, we were kind of cited as a hyper-growth area, but that has never occurred.
Ames is going away. The Ames test going away and be replaced with something, I guess, is a new national norm reference test, they call it. Are you happy with that move or not?
Well, it's with a little trepidation, because we have become very comfortable with Ames, and we know how to obviously do well on Ames. I think the national standards are coming and are going to probably be a part of every state ramping up for a new test. We hope won't be too different from Ames, but it will create some changes.
How about technology? We had the Vail technological chief information officer for Vail was with us, Mr. Fetterhoff. Was on the show this week talking about how technology is so huge and a part of the success in Vail. How about in Benson?
Yes, we work very hard on trying to implement technology to improve instruction. It's been very difficult the last few years because of state funding, so I think we're all scrambling to try to figure out how to find cost-effective ways to get technology into our classrooms. We're looking right now at virtual desktops that allow you to have the equivalent of a desktop computer at a much lower price, and so all of us are kind of scrambling to integrate technology in a cost-efficient manner into the classrooms.
How are the students reacting to this, and your teachers?
I think for students, it's the world they grow up in. They're quick to, they can figure out all the resources of a phone a lot quicker than we do. For staff that's been teaching anywhere from 1 to 35 years, it can be a little bit more challenging to stay up to speed or to want to stay up to speed with all the new technology out there. But that's something we've really tried to work hard on the last few years.
Are you going to put a road sign coming into Benson? We're number
one. I would
one.
Love to. I would love to.
I don't think you could do that on the interstate, but maybe there's a place around town you can put up a big sign.
Yeah, we've been blessed with some really nice publicity, and it's certainly put us on the map the last week or two.
Well, congratulations, Dr. David Woodall, Superintendent of the Benson Unified School District. Thanks for visiting with us, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on.
Thanks a lot, Dr. David Woodall. Benson is number one public high school system in the state of Arizona. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by our friends at Culligan. Thank you, Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your residential and commercial needs. When it comes to water, I strongly recommend Culligan, and we thank Culligan's for supplying all of our in-studio guests and all of the employees here at KVOI with a nice chilled bottle of Culligan. So again, thank you to Culligan. Coming up tomorrow, it's our Friday Focus interview. Mike Varney will be with us. Mike is the president and CEO of the Metro Tucson Chamber of Commerce. Lots to talk about with Mr. Varney. And then we will, of course, have our reporters roundtable. Tomorrow's reporters will be Mark Evans from TucsonCitizen.com and Linda Valdez, editorial writer and columnist for the Arizona Republic. And, of course, Matt Russell will have Weekend Watch. Coming up this afternoon, 3 to 5, John C. Scott Show. And then coming up tomorrow morning, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. I'm Bill Buckmasters. Thank you very much for spending the noon hour with us. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.